Hello, hello. Listen up, bitch. This is your March wake-up call. You've been playing small through the winter, but now it's time to shake off the frost and step into the raw power and potential that's been simmering inside of you all along. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your fierce new internet bestie. And this is the Listen Bitch podcast. We're still in season seven, and this is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the audacious vision that God has created for your life, and breaking through every barrier that has kept you stuck. If you're ready to ditch the hesitation, stop doubting your dreams, and start living the life you were born to claim, you've landed in the right spot. Every week, we're plunging into faith, mindset, and the no-nonsense truths that are going to help you ignite your next level. No bullshit, no fluff, no excuses. Just bold talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. March is here and it's time to stop tiptoeing around, babe. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year of unshakable growth. Let's roll. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start unleashing your true potential. Hello, hello. This is take two because I kept saying it was May. And I guess my brain is fast forwarding to spring because we know what that means. It's motorcycle season. Very excited. Just being outside in general. Last summer I did this, we called it Michigan Adventures, where we went to all of the state parks across Michigan and would go for a hike every week. And my boys are genuinely excited to get back into that. I know the little girls are too, but it was great for us and I'm excited to get back out there. But anyway, if you're just tuning in, thanks for your patience again. I'm going to say it has been a rough start for Listen Bitch podcast. And I'm my own worst enemy because last week I went ahead and just made it 10 times harder on myself. It took me a minute to catch my breath after my big confession. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just literally listen to the episode right before this one. It's a lot. It's a lot of emotion and embarrassment and shame and just. It takes a minute to step back into that potential of who I can be and not hold myself to my choices, right? Like our mistakes don't define us, it's what we do next. And while it would be easy just to stay down and cower and just be like, fuck all of this, I don't even know why I try, right? Because I screw myself up every once in a while and it's just 10 steps back. I'm here. It took a second, but I'm back. Okay. Okay, we're back into the power that back into the power that I was born with. And I want to start something for March. Okay, we're going to do Monday mindset. And what really brought this topic to me, and I have a couple of listener requests for the week as well, but what really brought this topic to me is I don't know if you guys follow me on Facebook. If you do, I've been talking about these pain patches, okay? Something that has been an answered prayer, a complete miracle in my life. In fact, I'll go live to talk about that on Facebook. Make sure you are follow me and you set to see first so you guys can see what I'm talking about, because I'll get into more detail. But this episode isn't technically about the patches, okay? They are amazing if you struggle with chronic pain. I'm gonna drop a link in the episode notes, but that is not the purpose of today's episode. What brought that to me is someone had commented on one of the testimonies that I posted, and she wanted information. And when I messaged her, she said, "Oh my God, I represent these patches. I sell these patches too." And I'm like, "That's amazing." And she said, "Yeah, but I've never sold them. I just buy them for myself and my family." And I'm like, "Why would you keep this to yourself?" And, she's talking about the struggle of, her current career. She thinks if she posts about this, that people will think she's not successful. And this is a complete, as soon as she said that to me, I'm like, "This is really just about mindset." So, I think every Monday we need to do a Mindset Monday episode just to really get, hit it home. The fact how much our mindset ideally just fucks with us and holds us back. People struggle with optimism. And I think that is the first best topic, okay, that we can do. And I see the struggle because my husband and I are literally the opposites, right? He is definitely the person that sees the glass is half empty, and I'm like, that bitch is half full. There's a lot more room to fill it up. And I'm that person. So not only do I know the contrast, I know how to move forward in dealing with the world being against, you know, being optimistic. And this is the thing. There are a lot of reasons that people really struggle with optimism. And it's really just personal experience. It's like your belief. It's sometimes even your mental health, which is crazy because that's the vicious cycle. If you are a pessimist, your mental health is going to suffer. If you are optimistic, it's going to improve. This is just what happens. You know, like your past experiences, your trauma, negative experiences, especially those that involve like failure or the trauma, create the mental block against any potential for optimism. And when people have repeatedly encountered hardships, they're going to develop a mindset that expects more of the same. That's just how it goes. And that's where we learn to identify ourselves with our struggle. Like, this always happens to me. I always struggle with this. I never get this. Like, we start using that never and always. And then that starts to become part of our identity. We're training our brain to make that our identity. So we have this, you know, cognitive bias, negativity bias, because we focus on the negative outcomes because of the bias. And that makes negative events feel more impactful than the positive ones. And it is a natural human fact that negative stuff is always bigger. It's the big, scary monster in the room. That's what happens. And that leads people to anticipate bad outcomes more than good. And then, you know, if you're someone who has decided to define yourself with depression, anxiety, if you're struggling with this stuff, it absolutely has a heavy influence on your ability to feel optimistic. Depression, this is going to lead to those feelings of hopelessness. And then anxiety is going to be like that excessive worry about all of the future possibilities, most of which don't happen. Okay. Your environmental factors play a role in this. Like, if you are living in an environment that is stressful, unstable, uncertain, it's obviously going to be more difficult to maintain that optimistic outlook. Okay. If you're going through, you know, challenges, like any life challenges, this makes hope for the future just feel unattainable, you know? And then, you know, there is just this idea of realism or cynicism over hope. And it depends on kind of who we're around and what we have allowed to influence us, because a lot of people can just be conditioned to believe that, you know, being overly optimistic is unrealistic. It's foolish. Get your head out of the clouds. Stop daydreaming. You know, live in reality, all of these things. I've heard it all myself, honestly. But if you are struggling with optimism, it's not just holding you from your potential. Okay. It is messing with you and your body and your mind in its entirety, because you are going to increase your stress. You are going to increase your anxiety. Lack of optimism heightens all of those responses. And as you focus on the potential for the negative outcome, because you are a pessimist, you're going to feel less equipped to be able to handle the challenges. You're going to have reduced motivation, less achievement, because you're struggling to see what's possible. How can you find the motivation to pursue goals? You can't. Not when you can't see what's possible. You're just going to see what's going wrong or what's going to be bad. So now you're just going to be stagnant. And you're never going to take advantage of opportunities when they arise. And this messes up your relationships. It strains your relationships, because negative attitudes, no one wants to be around a negative Nancy. I do everything I can. Like, you know, I've got two little negative Nancys in my house, and I really just move myself around the situations when I know they've just kind of decided to wake up and, you know, choose violence. I avoid situations, conversations. If I know I have to go into a room every single day with someone that's just going to complain, and I know I'm not equipped to handle that, I don't go into the room. You know, it is very simple. I just am like, okay. Or if there is complaining, you know, it's very simple. Like, this isn't helping right now. This isn't helping right now. This isn't helping right now. Or, you know, just taking myself into another room. It sucks. It sucks because it's, you know, it's not fun. It's kind of draining. So there's definitely always just a little lull in the relationships, you know, it's emotionally draining, really. And if you're constantly having to try to support someone, you know, who is constantly negative, it takes your energy. It takes your energy. So you've just got to understand that you're not responsible for how people are reacting in the world. not even in your family, not even in your kids, not even in your partner, not even in your parents, whatever that is, you are not responsible for that. And I promise it's not personal. Okay. But it's definitely messing up relationships if you are someone who is with or are pessimistic. Okay. So stay tuned to this episode because I do have some tips and tricks that are going to help you. But if you are chronically just negative and pessimistic, it's messing up your mental health. Like you are taking yourself down a path of depression. And I know that, you know, you have to understand that if you're depressed, your body physically is going to feel that and you're going to start to get sick. You know, you're going to have physical health problems. I mean, stress automatically is linked to heart disease, immune dysfunction, a lot of shit. I mean, the list goes on. Okay. And you don't have to be a doctor to figure that out. So I don't need anybody to say, oh my God, are you a doctor? Do you know? It's common sense, babe. Okay. And then this is the greatest part about a pessimistic person is that they have these self-fulfilling prophecies. If you're constantly expecting negative outcomes, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay. Someone doesn't believe things are going to improve, you're never going to take the actions. You're going to give up early. And so there's the cycle of failure. No one wants to get uncomfortable. And anybody that's pessimistic, if you try to tell them otherwise and they're not ready to see their truth, if they're going to continue to sign off on their own bullshit, they're always just going to be like, you know, this will never work out for me. So they're at some point not even going to try anymore. And if they were going to test the universe and say, okay, I'm going to give this a shot, they already know it's not going to work. And so they look for the first excuse, the first little sign of discomfort to abandon ship. You know, it's a total negative feedback loop. And it doesn't just affect your health, but your physical well-being, your relationships, and ideally your quality of life. If you can understand that this is purely mindset related, you could recognize how you perceive and respond to situations, then this is a huge step into shaping your emotional or psychological experiences by embracing the fact that you can change this. Mindset is the thing that you have control over. So there are a few steps you can take to kind of understand. I just want you to understand this idea. I want you to internalize this idea that optimism is purely just a mindset choice. And that is observe your thought patterns. Pay attention to how you react to both good and bad situations. And when you're faced with challenges, do you automatically focus on potential failures or do you actually look for solution and opportunities? That's it. And if you can start reflecting on your habitual thought patterns, you begin to see your mindset, how you choose to interpret events. And this plays a huge role in whether you're optimistic or pessimistic. And then you want to take some time to study how your thoughts influence your feelings and behavior. Okay. This is a real loop. And if you are challenging negative or limiting thoughts and you're replacing them with like balanced or realistic or positive ones, this is how you rewire your thought patterns to become more optimistic. We're retraining our brain. Listen, bitch, you can teach an old dog new tricks. Okay. And this demonstrates that optimism isn't based on external factors, but how we choose to interpret and respond to them. And then you're going to shift from the fixed mindset to a growth mindset. This is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed. Okay. And that leads to more optimistic behavior, to more resilience. And people with a fixed mindset, they believe that they are static, and that makes them more prone to that pessimistic attitude, and the world is kicking their ass and they're constantly defeated. If you can shift to a growth mindset, you recognize the challenges or opportunities for learning and growth. They are not insurmountable obstacles. The only way is through. Okay. We're not going around. We're not cheating the system. There's no special hack. Unless you put in the work, you're never going to be the person that can step into their potential and actually take this shit serious. Okay. Now, why don't you experiment with perspective taking? You know, try intentionally viewing situations from multiple perspectives. Like when something negative happens, I want you to ask yourself how would Brandon Lynette deal with this? Okay. WWBD. What would Brandon do? And yeah, that would be annoying for someone like my husband or my kids. But ask yourself how someone with that optimistic outlook might perceive the same event. And if you can see things through a different lens, this is going to help you realize how you perceive the world shapes your mood and it shapes your outlook. And find the role models, learn from them, observe people who maintain that mindset despite challenges. And I promise you're going to want to find the people who are fucking honest about this, because there are all those little internet princesses and princes who try to make life seem like it's all cush and perfect. Okay. The more perfect someone's life looks, I guarantee the more miserable they are inside. Find the people who are fucking real, who aren't afraid to talk about the setbacks or the embarrassing moments in their life or the obstacles. Okay. Because there are challenges. I mean, shit happens. You guys, the past few weeks, my car's been in the shop twice. I've been without a car. Our kitchen sink was jacked. We didn't have a dryer. And then the washer went out. All of this shit was happening. And I was like, this is cool. We're getting, everything's stuff is fixed. And like, awesome things just happen. It always works out, right? Or I could be like, I don't know, complaining about it, feeling bad, looking at everything bad about this, instead of just like finding the lesson. Okay, finding the blessing in the lesson of like, what am I going through right now? I guarantee I took for granted that I had running water in my kitchen. I take for granted that I have a car. I take for granted that I could do laundry at home. I went to the laundromat for the first time in like 14 years. That's humbling, and that definitely shifted my perspective. I needed that. I needed to be humbled. Okay, I needed to be appreciative and grateful for the shit that I have, because sometimes I do just fall into that mundane mode where I'm not being realistic, where we start to just kind of look so far ahead at the things that we're trying to attain that we are taking for granted all of the blessings that we currently have. And I just need to be grounded in that. So, all these lessons the past few weeks, I love that. I am thankful. I am grateful. And we met a really great appliance guy. Like, this dude has our back. I have him on speed dial. Like, I'm so excited. He's super great. Answered my call every single time. So it is just how we're moving through that. Okay. It's how we're learning through this. Practice mindfulness. Just practice the mindfulness. Okay. This is going to help you become aware of your thoughts and feelings in the present moment. That's mindfulness. If you're thinking about tomorrow, you're not being mindful. If you're focused on yesterday, you're not being mindful. When you start to become aware of your negative thinking, you can actively choose to redirect your focus. Like, oh shit, that's not going to serve me. That awareness reinforces the idea that you have control over how you respond to challenges. That's the key component of cultivating optimism. Reinforce the idea that you have control over how you respond. Now, I didn't say you have control over how the whole world is acting, but how you respond. And that's what matters the most. Research this stuff. Go to Google, check out some psychology or neuroscience shit, okay? Because it will show you that optimism is linked to how we it's linked to how we process the information about our beliefs, about control. I want you to understand that optimism is a skill that can be cultivated. It can be strengthened if you're willing to do that. Take the small actions. Start intentionally engaging in positive behaviors, like just those little small goals, right? One baby step at a time. Start looking for the silver lining in difficult situations. You will look for everything. You'll find everything you look for. Everything. It is a secret trick that I've been using in my life for a long time now, where if I start to feel bad about something, I redirect this and I'm like, all right, God, show me all these things. Like this week, it was literally because I had so much shame and so much gross feeling from what I put myself, the situation I put myself in last week. It was literally just like, God, I just want to see the ways that you love me and, the how you see my potential. That was it. And I find those things. I find those things in a lot of weird places. Look for the silver lining. And when you experience success and you notice those improvements, this is where you start to see that optimism is about choosing to focus on the positive. It's not natural. Okay. And that can't be your argument with me. I wasn't born like you. That's what my daughter tells me. I wasn't born like you. I don't know why I was made like this. And so it's even just in teaching her that this is a choice. It is literally a choice, even when it's tough. And then, the power of self-talk. Self-talk is playing a crucial role in shaping your outlook. If you're constantly engaging in that negative self-talk, it's going to be harder to maintain the mindset, okay? But if you can practice the positive self-talk, affirm your strengths, challenge those negative thoughts, and be able to visualize positive outcomes. Like, you can reshape your mindset. That's how you become more optimistic. Practice the strategies. And it is literally something that can be integrated into your everyday life. And before we jump into this realistic list of steps on how you can apply this in your life, I just want to talk about the liquid gold powder that I use that can absolutely transform your everyday, okay? Because while we're focused on mindset, our bodies physically need some help, okay? So I take some colostrum with AC11. It's a three-ingredient powder product, incredible product that will give you stronger immunity. And these two products work together because they literally work together to supercharge your immune system. So it's helping you stay healthy, helping you fight off illnesses. It has helped with a faster recovery, especially like after hard workouts, or just yesterday I worked 14-hour day. It was a long ass day. All of these ingredients support tissue repair. They reduce inflammation so you can bounce back quicker. I can't talk today. Quicker. Youthful skin. I do get compliments on my skin all the time. That's because I have growth factors that support the collagen production. This liquid gold will help you maintain the smooth, glowing skin, fights the signs of aging. Just ignore my gray hair, but literally my skin will not be aging as fast as my hair is, okay? But it absolutely has increased my energy and vitality. So this product is supporting your gut health, protecting your body from oxidative stress, and I honestly experience more energy and overall well-being. I'm one of the few humans who don't struggle with energy, and that's incredible. Your body deserves the best, okay? I want you to check out the link that is inside my show notes, and get this powder, okay? It is a woman-owned business. She is incredible. I love supporting her, and the fact that she's been in this industry and the health community for a very long time. Like, her story is incredible. The fact that she loves people so much, like, she has been very specific and very just intentional about creating this product. And it is the only product in the world. We have a patent, okay? The only product in the world that has that colostrum and the AC11. Like, we have the patent on that. You can't get this anywhere else. So all that other colostrum stuff, I want you to trash it, okay? You're wasting your money. I've tried them. They do not compare. Okay. So check out my episode notes and let's get back to your mindset, my pessimistic little babies. These are some absolutely simple ongoing practices that you can integrate into your daily life. Okay. Tangible, relatable ideas that you can use right now. Number one, reframing negative thoughts. If you find yourself thinking, this shit is too difficult, I'm never going to finish it, I want you to reframe it by saying, this is challenging, but I can break it down into smaller steps and make progress. Maybe that's how you feel knowing you have to clean out your closet or clean the garage, whatever it takes. And then the way you're going to practice is every time a negative thought pops up, I want you to pause and ask yourself how you can reframe it into something more helpful or productive. You guys know it's not going to be a Listen Bitch podcast episode if I do not bring up gratitude journaling. Okay. At the end of every day, I want you to write down three things that you're grateful for, no matter how small. Okay. This literally takes a second. And it could be as simple as enjoying a cup of coffee or maybe a great conversation. And you're going to practice this by making it a daily habit. I don't care if it's just a sentence or two. I don't care if you just start by writing thank you once a night. Do that. Thank you. For the first week, write that one time. Second week, write thank you, thank you. Third week, thank you, thank you, thank you. And just keep it going, but do something. Start. Just start every single day. Don't let yourself fall asleep without doing this. It's going to help you focus on the positive aspects of your life. It's going to reinforce the optimistic outlook. If you know every single day you're going to write down something you're grateful for, you're going to look for shit you're grateful for. And what did we just talk about? Everything that you're looking for, you're going to find. So if you want to find ways to be grateful, then know every day you have to write some things down. You're going to find something. I want you to focus on what you can control. Okay. For example, if you're feeling overwhelmed by a situation, ask yourself, what can I control in this moment? It is that simple. If you're upset about work, maybe it's making a plan to tackle one task at a time instead of trying to do everything at once. That's how I felt coming in my office today because it was content creation day and I was very overwhelmed. And I finally just took a piece of paper and I wrote my list. I wrote the list. Like, let's break this down. I can't record 10 videos at once. Let's break it down. Okay. Break it down, tackle one task at a time. And this is how you practice in any situation that feels out of your control, find at least one thing you can influence and take action on that. You cannot complain about the world and not take action, or you're not contributing. You're just sucking up everyone else's air. For what? Practice this. Practice when you are feeling out of control, what is one thing you can influence and take action on? You've got to practice self-compassion, okay? For example, when you make a mistake, instead of beating yourself up, try saying, I am human. Everyone makes mistakes. I'll learn from this and do better next time. That's what I put myself through this week. A little harsher words and a little less buffers, a little less floaties, whatever you call it. What are the, I'm trying to think of those fucking things they put in the bowling alley so your ball doesn't go off the side. Those little bumpers, right? I said that to myself without the bumpers. But listen, you have to practice this. You have to be kind to yourself when things go wrong, even if you are the problem. Take responsibility and then just talk to yourself like you would talk to a friend who is struggling. I'm not saying sign off on your bullshit, okay? I'm saying hold yourself accountable, take responsibility, and talk to yourself like someone you love. And then you've got to celebrate the small wins. I cannot say this enough. After you complete whatever task it is, when your closet's clean, when the garage is clean, okay? When you've done that project at work, when you wrote the first chapter for your book, I want you to acknowledge and celebrate it. You know, maybe it's a workout, celebrate it. Maybe it's finishing reading a book, celebrate. Give yourself credit. And you practice this by setting up those little micro goals and rewarding yourself for achieving them. That is reinforcement. Okay. And we need that. We want the reinforcement, that belief that the progress is happening even in small ways. Okay. And you have to surround yourself with positivity. You have to follow the social media accounts that are real, okay, that can share the uplifting positive content, or hang out with friends who have that optimistic attitude. You know, those friends that you think were annoying because they're always happy and blah, blah, blah. Those are the people you should be hanging out with, okay? And this is how you practice. You take note of those people that make you feel uplifted. You take note of the activities that make you feel uplifted. Even media. I have quite a few things that when I'm really down, I get on YouTube and I get some tough love yelled out into me. And it just changes my whole entire, shifts my energy. So look for those things, those sources of positivity regularly. Okay. You have to use those positive affirmations. Okay. Affirmations like, I am capable of whatever comes my way. I'm capable of handling whatever comes my way. Good things are on the horizon. Whenever you're facing challenges, maybe start that in the morning. You know, every morning, that's what you should be saying to yourself. And set aside time in the morning or evening to say those affirmations out loud. Look yourself in the eyes in the mirror when you say them. It helps reprogram your mindset to be more optimistic over time. If you really want to be cool about this, okay? If you really want to be cool about this, if you have an affirmation that means something to you, that empowers you, I want you to start brushing your teeth with the opposite of your dominant hand, okay? I'm right-handed. I brush my teeth with my left hand and I will say those affirmations in the mirror. Your brain is connecting new neural pathways, new connections. Okay. I'm not going to nerd out on you guys about the brain, but shit's happening and it's creating a new communication line because I'm doing something new and it's locking in that affirmation. And it's like little positive jumpstart. Okay. Jumpstart. It's amazing. And I want you to be able to visualize those positive outcomes. You have to see yourself. So if you're going into like a big event or a meeting, I want you to close your eyes and imagine that everything goes smoothly. Visualize yourself succeeding and feeling confident. I know this is cheesy and it doesn't seem like a big deal to people because I think the world has there's so many people that have a drinking problem. So people are definitely downplaying my confession. Not everybody. I will talk another episode this week about someone who did reach out to me after my confession, but they downplay that. Like it's not a big deal. You know, it's not a big deal, but it was a big deal to me. And I didn't know how I was going to get back into the routine of the podcast. Like, how am I going to show back up, you guys? Right. So I had to picture myself just actually sitting here and pressing record and going through this process. And it took me time. I have stalled all day to do this, but practice that. Practice yourself succeeding and feeling confident. I know once I'm done with this episode, I'm like, fuck yeah, I did that. I did it. And every single day that I show up, it's just reinforcing the possibility that I can. Right. So before you're facing that situation, just mentally rehearse a positive outcome. Not only is it going to help you reduce your anxiety, it literally increases your optimism. That's it. Practice the mindfulness. So like when you're catching yourself worrying about the future or you're constantly, you know, ruminating on the past, I want you to gently bring your focus to the present moment. Right. And that could be focusing on your breath or just kind of looking at the things around you. You know, looking at the things around you, getting grounded. What is it? The five things, like you can see, things you can see, things you can smell, things you can touch, things you can taste, things you can feel, things you can hear. I don't know if I said that, but there are things where you just kind of get yourself into that present moment. I think breath work is the most important. In through your nose, out through your mouth. I fight with my six-year-old with this every freaking day. If you want to know what I say to her 1,000 times a day, it's not, you know, it's not what you would think. It is literally breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. I walk by her, I'm like, in your nose, out your mouth. And she gets frustrated. But it's just, she's such a mouth breather, you guys. It is so important that we're breathing through our nose. So throughout the day, I want you to practice this. Take those short, mindful breaks, even, you know, 2 to 3 minutes. Just focus on the present moment instead of letting the ruminating thoughts take over your brain. And this is a really great one here. Okay. Engage in acts of kindness. It's not that fucking hard. Compliment someone. Help a coworker. Do something extra for your job that's going to set someone else up better for the next day. Send a kind message to someone, you know, to a friend. Positive actions towards other people, automatic increase in your sense of optimism, and it reinforces a sense of community. We want to belong. We want to be a part of something. Allow yourself to feel that. Like that is how God created us, for other people. Okay. How do you practice this? You find small ways to brighten someone's day. It's as simple as holding the door for someone or sending a text to someone. Let them know you're thinking of them. Limit negative inputs. If you are watching the news, bitch, you are done for. Turn off the news. Or maybe like engaging in certain conversations makes you feel down or anxious. Take a break. This is why I stopped my political podcast. Two truths and a lie. I know some of you remember that because I still get asked about it. It was too much for me because I would get too pissed off. I just get so angry when I put myself in a situation where I'm talking to people that have this delusion of what reality is. Like it is very frustrating for me. So I try to avoid situations where I know I'm working with someone that lacks common sense, which means, you know, I do still put up political shit on my page. And I don't feed the negative conversations. There is no point in arguing. I love having conversations. I have, you know, someone great in my life. I love her. I love her page. We've had the conversations and we are complete opposites. And guess what? Like, we don't talk shit to each other. We don't block each other. Like, we can just agree to disagree. But there's a level of common sense and understanding. You know, we can see it. So that's it. Get yourself out of the situations that are going to be negative for you. Okay. If it's making you feel down or anxious or angry, take a break, limit your exposure. Don't do it. So you're practicing this by being mindful of what you consume. If you're watching TV shows that make you feel trash and sick to your stomach, like, don't do it. Take a break from things that are causing unnecessary stress. And I know right now politics is all the rage for everybody to be pissed off and upset about. And I get it. I felt that, you know, with the last president, I felt overwhelmed and discouraged and like, oh my God, how is the world voting for this? Right. I couldn't make sense of it, but at the end of the day, I couldn't stay there. Right. The president, it doesn't matter who the president is. It doesn't matter what's happening around you. What matters is you, your choices, your actions, the things you can control, and how you raise your family. I can't control how another parent parents, but I can make sure that I'm stepping into my role as a parent for my own kids before I worry about what the fuck other people are doing. Get your house in order. Okay. So if you are one of those people that's getting caught up in all the shit, it doesn't fucking matter to you right now who's in the White House. It honestly may never matter. Okay. In the grand scheme of things, because you're going to wake up in your life every single day, in your house, with your job, with your partner, with your kids, with your family, whatever that is. Whatever that is. Focus on the things that you can live through, can focus, can help foster this mindset. Focus on the present and not the future. If you're anxious about something that's coming up, I want you to focus on the steps you can take today to prepare for it. And if there's nothing you can do, then you start thinking about something different. Because if you're worrying about the future, you cannot appreciate that present moment. When you start to feel anxious about anything that's coming up or anything that can possibly happen, ask yourself, what can I do today to move closer to my goal? What can I do today to change this? Break down the big shit into little shit, okay? Manageable actions. Surround yourself with those people. Focus on spending time with people who are focused on the positive, who believe in growth. If you are around people who do not believe in growth, you're around the wrong people. They're like moldy apples, and the minute you get close to them, you're going to be moldy too. You want to find the people who are going to encourage you to look at the bright side of things. I know I annoy the fuck out of people in my life, and I don't care. I'd rather be annoying than be miserable, okay? Find the people that are annoying. Seek out and engage in conversations with those people, the people that are going to foster the growth-oriented, optimistic environment for you. The energy of those people around you, it's contagious, and they're going to influence your mindset. Find the people that have a soul on fire for growing, for becoming the best versions of themselves. Revisit your why, you know? Like when you're feeling down, when you're feeling unmotivated, you have to remind yourself why you started something in the first place. Another conversation I had with myself this week, why did I start the podcast? I'm struggling this year. It'd be easy just to be like, fuck it, I'm done. I'm done. What is the point? And then I knew that you were going to tune into this episode, and that matters to me. It matters to me if I can help one person see themselves for the potential that they're already born with. I want you to reconnect with your purpose because it reignites that optimistic attitude. And you can practice this by writing down your long-term goals. Write down why they matter to you. When you feel discouraged, you look back at the list and realign with the motivations, your values, your ethics. All of this plays a part in here. Who do you want to be? We can't control what's going on in the world, but we can control how we react to it. We can't control what other people do, but we can control our actions. And bitch, laughter is medicine, okay? Use humor to shift your perspective, literally. When things are going wrong, find the humor in the situation. Find the humor in the situation. There is always, like, always something that can make you laugh in every situation, okay? Things aren't always going to go as planned. Use the humor to release the tension. You know, that's something I think in my marriage, like, is a gift for us, because there is always a time, no matter how crazy things get, that we know laughter is the best medicine, and we have tools in our arsenal that I don't even know how many times we have texted each other when my husband's at work. I know he's having a rough day, where he's like, that made me laugh out loud. Or, you know, I mean, he was even miserable, sick as fuck this weekend. Something happened with our daughter, and I knew if I wanted to tell him the story that he was not going to be open to it, because I'm telling you, he's miserable. I was like, babe, I'm going to tell you something that's so funny. And bitch, I couldn't even talk when I was telling the story. Okay. I was laughing so hard at the replay, but guess what? That fucker laughed. When I told him the story, he ended up laughing, and that's power. Laughter is healing, okay? It will shift your mindset. And come to think of it, wow, he started to improve. I'm just going to say, I probably saved his life. He had the man cold, you guys, and he's alive because I made him laugh. But literally, laughter is important, okay? And if you do this shit on a regular basis, And I'm not saying go full throttle, 0 to 60. I'm talking like just a little tiny bit. Just take one or two of these things and really start to practice little things. It works towards shifting your mindset. You don't have to be a straight A student and do everything all at once. Do this tiny, okay? Maybe just start with writing thank you in a notebook before you go to bed. Two words. It's less time than I don't even know what. Two words, just write thank you. It's going to have such an impact on every aspect of your life. And the benefits aren't just tangible, but they're psychological. And the motivation to embrace optimism stems from that ability to improve your mental well-being, your emotional well-being, and your physical well-being. And not only that, you're going to enhance your relationships. And then there's this thing called happiness. Okay. Happiness. Happy people aren't happy because they have everything. They're happy because they make the best of what they have. That's what happens. It increases your life satisfaction. Isn't that what we want? The peace and the joy? Improved mental health. We all want that. And optimism scientifically proves it can reduce the likelihood of experiencing anxiety and depression. When you can literally see all the bullshit that life is throwing with you, because you're in the arena, okay, the punches are going to come, but you're going to see those hits as temporary. You're not going to dwell on shit. You're not going to ruminate on the negative thoughts and emotions. So, bitch, choose to focus on the positive. See the glass half full, okay? That's how you cultivate that resilience. And that's going to help you reduce those feelings of helplessness, hopelessness. And this is all the shit that we wrap up in a pretty little mental health struggle and then start to identify as depressed, as anxious. You're none of those things. You're going to have increased resilience. I love this because it is a compliment that I get often in my life. Optimistic people bounce back from shit fast. Failure is a learning experience, it's not a permanent defeat. That means I keep going and I have an advantage because I know what happens if I fuck up. So not only do I have an advantage, I get to help you. That's how I keep going when shit gets tough. And when you develop the optimistic mindset, you've got emotional strength. Emotional resilience is our superpower. You're less likely to get stuck in the negative emotions. You're less likely to be someone who's getting manipulated and used and abused all the time. You have a superpower. That makes it easy to move forward no matter what your circumstances are. And 100%. Bitch, physical health. Can we talk about that? Because again, we're going to bring in science. You could go look at the research that shows optimistic people have better physical outcomes, lower blood pressure, stronger immune system, reduced risk of chronic conditions. Okay. That's linked to the lower stress levels. That's it. Know that cultivating optimism improves your health. That's the motivation you need. Better lifestyle choices. When I feel good, I show up in the gym more. Okay. Good. I eat better. I maintain better relationships, and that's going to support physical well-being as well. That's a loop. It's a loop-de-loop that you want to be on. Okay. Not the ruminating depression, anxiety, darkness. We want to be on the, ooh, I feel good, eat good, move good, have great relationships. I feel good. I'm good. It's good. I'm happy. Get on that roller coaster. You're going to have greater success. You're going to have greater achievement because you're going to set and pursue goals. You're going to believe in your ability to succeed. That's an automatic motivator to move forward. You're going to maintain focus. You're going to persevere even when shit is difficult. If you want to achieve these goals, then shift your mindset. Be open to opportunities. Learn from the challenges. Positive social interactions that optimistic people are always going to be more supportive, more uplifting. They're going to believe in your dreams. They're not going to shit on them. Okay. They're not going to contribute to conflict or negativity in your relationships. Be those people and find those people. There's just a deeper connection when you are that person. You're going to have higher energy, you're going to have greater motivation. Just a belief alone that good things are going to happen will drive you to take action in the present moment. So what happens? Wow, you just increase your productivity and you have a better enthusiasm for life. You're not like, oh, fuck, another day I'm awake. Ew. That is such a waste of space. I want you to be excited when you get out of bed, excited for your life. I freaking love waking up and seeing my babies. Okay. I'm excited when they wake up. I'm excited to just do the things. Babe, when you see challenges as opportunities, like it's a different kind of energy. It is real. Motivation is fleeting, but not in this aspect. You want to take on the new projects. You want to set up new goals. You love that sense of accomplishment. You like to have the fulfillment. And then your problem solving, your creativity. Optimistic people are approaching shit with that solution-oriented mindset. Okay. I'm always like the solution bitch. I'm like, what can we do? How do we fix it? How do we let's find the solution. That's what happens. And then you start to be more creative with your thinking because you're going to always find alternative ways to solve shit, okay? You see setbacks not as a dead end, but it's a chance to think outside the box. Ooh, how can I reapproach this? That's literally fuel for creativity. That is how you overcome every obstacle that life will throw at you. If you focus on the positive aspects of life, this is where you're coming to experience joy and gratitude and a sense of purpose. Optimism just genuinely helps you appreciate life more fully. It allows you to embrace every day with that sense of possibility, not fucking dread. Okay? If you're waking up and you're full of dread, you're doing it wrong. That is not life. That is not the world that God created for us. That is not the power that He gave us to create our own reality. It's not dread, okay? It's possibility. There is a deeper sense of meaning of fulfillment. You have this incredible potential and power, and maybe you're like me, and most of 90% of your job is being a mom. There's a lot of meaning and fulfillment in there. As a parent, holy shit, that is incredible. That is a great honor. I say wake up and take that on with that what's possible, not dread. Everyone talks about cortisol, right? They're like, oh, check out my cortisol product, cortisol product, cortisol, cortisol, lady, cortisol, whatever. Okay. People are talking about this shit. I see it everywhere. You don't have to go buy a bunch of products. Okay. You don't. Literally, optimism is the secret trick. It mitigates the negative effects of your stress. And when you're seeing these challenges as temporary, when you can see that everything is solvable, you experience no anxiety and no worry, and that it's taking away the physical and emotional toll that stress literally takes on your body and your mind. Optimism is a mental buffer, babe. A buffer, that's the word I was thinking of when I said bumper. Like I was thinking the bowling alley bumpers, but I was thinking like buffer. That's the word. It's a mental buffer against stress, and it helps you maintain a calm and clear head, even in the face of adversity. It makes it easier to think rationally. I'm not reactive, and you can stay in control when it comes to dealing with pressure. You're going to literally magnetize positive experiences and opportunities because of your positive attitude. It is contagious. People are drawn to people who exude hope and confidence. And that is the feedback loop of positive interactions. That's the loop I want you on, not the fucking doom and gloom, okay? And you get to choose. I want you just to jump up to that next vibration. Stop going around the moldy fruit because that's what you're becoming. I want you to get into, be the shiny apple. You're not only going to improve your own life, but you create this incredible environment where just everything comes easy, easier, easier. It just comes easier because you are a magnet attracting magic. And there's a lot of benefits, mental, physical, just to greater success and fulfillment. This is a tool for resilience. It's a tool for resilience. I want you guys to get there, okay? Practice this shit. That's it for today's Listen Bitch podcast, bitches. You've got the spark, the faith, and the grit. And now it's time to take this March momentum and charge. No more hiding, no more playing it safe. It is time to step into the fierce, purpose-driven human that God has been shaping you to be. And this is your month to break ground and build something unstoppable. Make sure you go to brandonlinette.com and sign up for my emails, okay? So we can start mapping out the destiny you're claiming. Do it now, not tomorrow. Keep the fire blazing. Subscribe, share this episode with someone who you know is ready to rise, and then meet me back here for more truth and transformation. Until then, rise up, show up, and own it, bitch. This is Listen, Bitch, and I'm Brandon Lynette signing off. Let's make March your launch pad to legendary.